Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we begin the new liturgical year of 2024, the Church directs us to be more acutely aware, not only of the previous year and how we've fallen short of living life for Christ, through Christ, and in Christ, but preparing to do that for the upcoming year. And the wisdom of the Church, as she has always positioned us so that we consider as we are, the last 2 weeks, the reality of judgment. In the first case, last week, the year ends on the Feast of Christ the King, and mindful of the return of Christ the King, the just judge, and the year begins with our contemplating judgment. In this case, how the judgment will be a surprise, unexpected. Most people, again, because they don't know Christ, have various erroneous conceptions of Christ. They actually have no clue who he is or what he is doing. They just think of him as a spiritual buddy who's going to help them when they need it, but otherwise he'll steer clear. Christ has three offices that are always in practice: Redeemer, Mediator, and Judge. The office of Redeemer occurred when he came into the world, died on the cross, established the church. The church is the mystical body of Christ. So therefore, in heaven now, as we recognize in the creed, the basic belief that we have as Catholics, that he sits at the right hand of the Father, mediating for us. There's only one way to God the Father, and that's through God the Son. And therefore, our lives then are supposed to be directed towards the mediator, because the means by which we participate in the redemption that he won for us is through our Catholic lives and the sacramental life of the Church. That's why the Church has particular vocations to live out a life of holiness, the sacrament of holy matrimony, the sacrament of holy orders, and of course religious life for both priest brothers and religious sisters. Each of these vocations, these are the only ones. There's no such thing as the vocation to the single life. That was a modernist invention that would allow people to be selfish. There are people, true, that end up not being able to be married, but they have to live some degree of caritas, charity, in order to have their lives blessed by God, and that's what usually happens. They take care of a needy sibling. They take care of needy parents. They take care of a needy relative, and then cannot be married because of that devotion, that help. But officially, vocations are about holiness, and most Catholics miss that with marriage. Marriage is a sacrament, belongs to Jesus Christ, not to the couple. And they are expected to live out the life of Christ in accord with the plan of Christ, revealed most fully in what? In his crucifixion. Therefore, dying to oneself for the sake of the beloved. Dying to oneself for the sake of, God willing, the children. So you see, the whole point of the Catholic life then is to live life in accord with what the Redeemer established and in constant connection to the Mediator, because we need him desperately. We fall short of the kingdom, as St. Paul says, which is why the sacrament of penance is a repeatable sacrament. But in the end, what we too often forget, which is why so many Catholics don't use the sacrament of penance, and then have the audacity to come up and receive Jesus in Holy Communion, and thereby committing the sin of sacrilege, because after all, even if they don't have sin on their souls, which is highly unlikely, unless they're like Our Lady, Immaculate Conceptions, the fact that the Church mandates penance once a year as a precept of the Church makes it a grave matter. It's mandated. Therefore, Catholics who don't go to communion at least once a year commit a mortal sin by not doing it. And therefore, if they receive communion, they're in a worse state, because that's a sin against the body and blood of Christ itself. And therefore, it's a sin worse than murder, because you're attacking Christ himself by forcing it into a soul that is corrupted by sin. But why do people do that? Why do people do that? Because they do not believe that Christ will return as judge. Remember, the Church wisely teaches in accord with what is in sacred scripture and her sacred tradition. Christ is Redeemer, Mediator, Judge. And he only comes back as judge. He does not come back as Redeemer. He does not come back in the second coming to save. He comes back only to punish. Because that's when evil will be firmly and resoundingly contained by God Himself. And so therefore, the church has us concentrating on Advent on those two things. One, the first coming of Christ as Redeemer, and He comes as a vulnerable infant, receiving His flesh from the Blessed Virgin Mary only, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fully God, fully man. So therefore, we keep our minds set on the fact that we must live life constantly in this Redeemer if we want redemption. We may think we can save ourselves, but we absolutely cannot because we are not God. A lot of people think they can. A lot of people roll the dice. The second largest group of Christians in the United States, the first largest group is Roman Catholic. The second largest group is former Catholics. Then you have all the Protestants. So think of that. Think of that presumption. I don't need to go to Mass every Sunday, even though it's part of divine precept, one of the commandments of God. And what did Jesus say? If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, how can they say they love him if they don't go to Mass every Sunday? They don't love him. Because our Lord said, this is how you prove you love me. Keep my commandments. If we love him, then we are in union with the Redeemer, which is the whole point of Holy Communion. It's not a good luck charm. It's not a rabbit's foot. It's not a, I want to say I've had communion for 10 days in a row. It is what it is. Holy Communion with Christ himself, body, blood, soul, divinity. Because that's the only one. He is the only one that can keep us together. He's the only one that can keep us in life with himself. Because when he returns, he is only judge. He is not Redeemer. He is not mediator. He is only judge. And this is why when he describes his second coming, when the moon and the stars are falling out of the sky and the entire world is collapsing, that those who live for the world and those who live for sin are terrified. But those who live for him stand up with their heads risen to watch the Son of Man return in victory, because they've lived a life worthy of the Redeemer in constant connection with the Mediator through his sacramental system. They're not afraid when he returns. They're not afraid to be judged, because they, by their cooperation with grace, by their cooperation with the Mediator, have come to experience redemption when the Son of Man returns. And of course, if the Son of Man doesn't return and we die before then we experience redemption when we go to the judgment seat of Christ in our particular judgments. No mystery to death. Every single human being, Catholic, Protestant, Buddhist, Mohammedan, Shintoist, they all go to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, the only Messiah. And they are judged accordingly. And there's no mystery to death except for those who don't believe. Not that God intended death. It was never intended for the human experience. Adam and Eve, succumbing to Satan, got that as a reward. Therefore, Christ came to redeem us from sin and death. He came to redeem us from the power of Satan, who makes us a slave to our passions, our sins, and therefore a slave to him. And he came to indeed establish his church and her sacramental graces so that the mystical body of Christ is a cooperation in Christ himself, is a cooperation in the Mediator, and therefore keeps us in constant union with the Father until you and I choose not to be, such as with mortal sin, when sanctifying grace is cast out of the soul and every good work we've ever done is eliminated. But our Lord established as Mediator the means by which we come back to him if we're truly contrite, the sacrament of penance. So if we are truly living life, a life worthy of the Redeemer, and a life that is a reflection of the work of the Mediator, then when he comes as judge, we are not afraid. We are confident, and we are proud. Because the whole world will be terrified when they see the fact that he's coming on a cloud in glory with his army of angels. And as Revelation describes, our Lord as judge does not come with a big smiley face and a big heart He comes with a sword, and he cuts down everyone who has been evil with his own sword, because that's what happens when he judges. And he judges most justly. So as we begin this new liturgical year, let us ourselves live for Christ, through Christ, and in Christ. Let us take stock of what we've done in the past and look forward to the future, recognizing the need to live life, a life that is worthy of the Redeemer who died on the cross, which is why we're at Mass every Sunday, to participate in the one true sacrifice represented on the altar in a sacramental way. Let us live life in constant connection to the Mediator so that we're not afraid of being judged, either when we die or when the Christ returns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.